The Haines Assembly makes a decision on a new borough manager, and Skagway's borough manager offers a stimulus plan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. The Haines Borough Assembly has offered Tennessee real estate investor George Zuki a job as borough manager. The decision comes after two rounds of interviews with finalists for the position. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
In May of 2020, the Hainesboro Assembly and Mayor fired then-borough manager Deborah Schnabel. It was a controversial decision opposed by numerous residents and several borough employees. After municipal elections this fall, the Assembly began the process of hiring a new manager with help from consultant Lanice Henderson Fontenot. Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude praised her work on Monday.
After going through manager hires in the past, without that outside facilitator, this made the job a lot easier, knowing our end goal from the beginning, what we were looking for, and keep dialing us back into those key things that we were looking for, made this process much smoother.
Over the past few weeks, the Assembly has been narrowing down the applicants for the job. On Monday, they interviewed two finalists, Aleka Fullerton and George Zuki. Fullerton has been working for the borough since 2016 as a legal clerk. After Schnabel was fired, she also took on her responsibilities as interim manager. During an interview for the job, Fullerton said her career in law has helped her develop strong conflict resolution skills and other people skills.
I think my greatest strength is the fact that I have a high degree of emotional intelligence quotient. My EQ is very high, and I think that that is really a huge benefit to somebody in the managerial role. Not only is it really worthwhile for working with staff, but I think it's great for the community, and I think it's really good to work with assembly members.
Fullerton also pointed to her experience negotiating contracts as a valuable asset. Tennessee resident George Zuki has a background in finance and administration. He's worked for the city of Boston, the state of Massachusetts, and the U.S. Department of Transportation, among other public sector jobs. More recently, he has made a living as a real estate investor. He said his integrity is his greatest strength.
I would also say that bringing back stability to the role, because I understand you went through a few managers in a few years, and I personally think is for the sake of the city and the sake of myself, would be looking to make at least a 10-year commitment. And I'm not looking to use anything as a stepping stone. I'm looking for something I want to do for a long time.
After an hour-long closed-door discussion, the Assembly voted 5-1 in favor of offering the position to George Zuki. Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler said it wasn't easy.
This has been a very difficult decision, but for good reasons. We had two very solid candidates.
Not everyone agreed with the decision. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas was the sole no vote.
Although both candidates were very strong, I feel that I'm a little bit too loyal in certain things, and I feel like Aleka has earned my vote due to the levels of service she's provided during these times. You know, she stepped right up and did the job and just kept doing it, kept grinding. She's went through not only the pandemic, but also the disaster in December.
In a phone call with KHNS, Mayor Douglas Olrude said that he let Zuki know the Assembly had chosen him for the job. Zuki is still considering the offer, and they are planning to have a follow-up conversation on Friday. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway's borough manager, Brad Ryan, has proposed an economic stimulus plan to help the municipality create jobs that bring value to the community. Projects such as new trails, trail maintenance, and recreational cabin construction are seen by the manager as ways to employ residents while adding tangible value to the daily lives of Skagwegians. At the same time, the upgrades to Skagway's recreational infrastructure would appeal to the independent traveler that doesn't rely on cruise ships to travel. The economic stimulus plan would create 4 full-time, year-round municipal jobs with benefits and an additional 12 seasonal full-time jobs without benefits. There would also be funding for the local food bank, a positive graffiti mural project, an upgrade to the school's air system, and several projects for local contractors. Last week's Thursday night assembly vote to introduce the stimulus plan was split in a 3-3 tie, with the mayor voting yes as the tiebreaker.
In my opinion, the number one thing we need right now are jobs. Obviously, the municipality can't create enough jobs for everyone in this community, but projects like this can create some and very well could keep people here.
That was Mayor Andrew Cremata. He feels that without jobs during this economic downturn, people will be forced to leave. And once they leave, there is a very small likelihood they will return. So in order to keep people in Skagway and employed, the municipality should act. Others, like Assemblyperson Orion Hansen, argue that although the city does have a sales tax revenue surplus at the moment, spending that money in a time of uncertainty is a frightening proposal.
We run out of money somewhere around Christmas of 2022 if we don't change anything and we don't have a season next year.
Hansen is concerned that if the municipality does run out of funds, the money being suggested for this stimulus could be put to better use by paying the municipality's monthly bills, though he admitted that amount wouldn't cover the costs for very long. The mayor argues that if there aren't cruise ships coming to port in 2022, the conversation changes dramatically.
You know, if you look at it from the perspective of we don't have ships in 2022, I think we're having a very different conversation because now we're talking about the survival of the community on a very fundamental level. Because if cruise ships don't rebound by 22, those companies are going bankrupt and there may not be nothing to rebound into.
The borough manager, Brad Ryan, in his manager's update last week said that after working closely with the treasurer to assess finances, he is confident that the sales tax reserve will have a balance of over $2 million through July of 2022. He believes it is important for the MOS to step forward and support the community, and that as the largest employer in Skagway, the municipality has the ability to create jobs and stimulus opportunities that are fiscally responsible. And therein lies the question: how much spending is fiscally responsible with an economic future that remains so uncertain? There will be two public hearings before the Assembly decides whether to adopt the stimulus plan. It is scheduled to be on the agenda again at the next Skagway Assembly meeting on April 1st. For KHNS, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.